from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, he said that. Yeah, he said.
Y'all are up to something. What are y'all up to?
Well, might as well not waste any more time.
Yeah, because I'm still thinking.
Y'all can't sell it.
JJ Watt.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
There's some breaking news. Oh, what's the latest breaking news, Tyler?
Yes, we have breaking news. It's not great. Going to try not to overreact. You never know how bad this could be, but it's coming from the Astros. The Astros say the third baseman, Alex Bregman, who has been on an absolute tear, by the way, Alex Bregman is out of the lineup for the Astros today due to some swelling in the back of his right elbow.
Yes.
Try not to overreact, but in 2024, this Astros team and injuries kind of freaks me out.
So, swelling in the back of his shoulders, throwing shoulder,
He said elbow.
Or elbow.
Elbow.
Sorry, not shoulder. Elbow.
The bow.
Excuse me. In his throwing elbow. No, not good at all. As he's missing some time. If it's to that point, he's got to step out. Obviously, it's not good. I guess we'll have to wait and see what Joe says a little bit later on. They are here at home, so our guy Adam Spillane will get.
Get you a good peek at it, Spo.
I bet you he won't be able to see.
Take a look at that weenus.
No, the elbow.
Weenus.
Yes. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's your elbow. Synonym.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. We're all about education and entertainment on the drive.
I mean, I'm trying to be serious right now.
I'm being serious. Right. Spo's going to get a good look at his weenus.
Yeah. The weenus, elbow.
Get in there, Adam.
Yeah, but I don't think Adam's going to be able to get a chance to look at it.
I just don't believe y'all.
I promise. It really is.
I don't think Adam's going to have a chance to look at his elbow or weenus.
I can't even take y'all serious, man.
Because I don't think he's going to be seen. But Joe Espada, I'm sure whenever he speaks, he'll make it feel a bit better.
I'm glad y'all educated me on that, because if I'd have heard that in the wrong setting, I would have probably thought differently about the folks. I mean, I've heard people use that term, but I ain't never knew it was an elbow.
Oh, you thought it was just a nickname for penis?
I mean, it sounds like you're putting weenie and penis together, if you ask me. I didn't know.
That's a good point. It sounds like a combo job.
It's not a good point.
I mean, it sounds like two kids joking about a old King Ding-a-ling in there. Yeah, I mean, that's a mature way to say it. I'm glad y'all enlightened me.
All right, let's look at it again. Like I said, Joe will speak a little bit later on at Minute Maid, and I'm sure he'll make us all feel a lot better about it after he gets done speaking. But this is one to watch. Hopefully, this is not long term at all. As he said, he is swinging the best he has swung in his career. That's what he said earlier this week. And for him to have an injury is there. I'd be interested to hear.
It's got to be a White Sox luxury, right?
I don't know.
You think it's just happened on a plane?
That's what I was going to say. Hopefully,
you think his weenus swelled up on the plane?
It could have. Hopefully.
That's the elevation can do that to you sometimes.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
No, you can't.
It's happened to me.
That's why I'm like, we'll see what Joe's going to.
Grow up, Clint.
What Joe is going to bring to the table, because I mean, I don't. Do you remember watching these games? They had a day off yesterday.
I'm trying to remember did he get hit?
Did he get hit? I was going to say, was there anything where it seemed like
Pena got hit on the inside of the right arm, didn't he?
Or has this been something that's been bothering him for a little bit?
He's been playing gold glove defense and swinging the bat on an MVP like level. Ain't nothing been bothering him.
Like you said, is this a Tigers luxury? White Sox luxury. Who is not knocking down the door to get into this lineup? Although they're playing pitching, they're going against a good pitcher, but who's not knocking down the door to get
him? Well, I mean, it's Shea's first day. Shea's going to be at third base.
Real quick, another note with the Bregman elbow weenus situation.
Maybe that's why they brought him up. Yeah.
Bregman's going to be.
Elbow, please.
I just did. Elbow weenus situation for Alex Bregman. Quick update here. He is going to be available to the media, so we'll hear from him coming up in actually just about 30 minutes. So try to get some of that audio for you.
It's an interesting decision. Why?
How you spell weenus?
Why is he available? I mean, I'm not
sure. W-E-E-N-U-S, maybe?
I wonder why they make him available. That's interesting. And now,
that'd make me feel better.
Now when you put that together, you know, they call up this kid. Does this potentially mean
this is great. It's so good. I want to save it for the four.
Oh, you're still thinking about weenus.
Yeah, I'm just.
Ron's saying is not good.
When you put it together and they call up the kid who's a middle infielder. Yeah. And when you saw that he's getting called up, you're like,
you're on to something.
He's going to play second. No, he's not. He's going to play short.
Oh,
no,
I don't like this.
He's going to play. He's an infielder.
He's played a little first base and left field.
Holy hell, you're on to something.
Why the hell? Like, why would they bring them up? Hell, they got enough of those.
Bring him up. Play
him a
couple.
It's good detective work.
And we'll hear from Alex. Hopefully, we'll have some audio from that. But like, the thought is, yo. My goodness, does this mean they think that this Bregman thing could be a little bit longer than maybe just something just minor? Maybe something that just will pass through, that's just more than a game, more than a day. So hopefully that is not the case, and we'll see what that is about. But he has been the hottest hitter. Now let's see, now for real with this thing. Is Dubon should be in the lineup batting second.
I'll agree with that. Unless they wanted to bump Pena up, because he's been swinging well. You want to bump Pena up, and then it's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
But I agree with you. I don't want to muddy the waters. I agree with you.
Like, to me, the Pena thing maybe, but yeah, like I'd like to leave Pena where he is, where he's getting comfortable,
fair.
How he's been.
Fair.
And move Dubon into that spot. Now, who knows? Hell, they'll probably move that kid they called up in the two spot. But
I got Jake in the two spot. You don't think so?
I screwed it up.
Coming up next.
Let's talk about that.
Big three.
I hope you weren't serious.
He's dead ass
serious.
It ain't. Oh, I don't know if he's serious or not, but it ain't like they ain't done it before. They ran Jake's ass up in Toronto in that two spot for some odd reason. But coming up, we'll give you the latest. Wanted to get you ready for this Astros game, but we'll continue with that breaking news. There, Alex Bregman out of the lineup today with an apparent elbow issue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah.
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.